It is time for week 6 under the radar picks against the spread. You guys know what that means. Let's get into it.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. Now, let me go ahead and tell you. Subscribe to the channel. Like the video. You guys know exactly what you're supposed to be doing, right? Check out bettingcfb.com. You can subscribe over there, get my early plays, etc., more statistical projections, along with some bonus audio content, etc., from time to time from me over there. But bettingcfb.com is where you get it. $5 a month, $50 for the year. Very easy to do. Now, I do want to tell you, these are not my official plays. You can get those at bettingcfb.com, or you can get them at the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure and check that out. There is a link in the description for you to subscribe over there. We did our Tuesday show. We did our Wednesday show. Gave out 7 picks over there. I've given out more on Betting CFB, but regardless, check out winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and follow me on all the socials at GaryWCE. Now we're a minute in, so my mouse is acting goofy, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and get to what we're looking at. All right, Texas State. Headed to Troy on Thursday night. I'm going to clip this one immediately. So, Troy, a 13.5-point underdog at home. Total is 57.5. By the way, I use the sportsbook that has the highest market share. I'm not going to advertise for them. They want to advertise with me. They know where I am. Gary at winningcureseverything.com. But what I'm saying is I just use that as the main baseline number. I'll give you the number that I found for the pick that I'm going to take. So remember, shop. Always shop. All right, so anyway, Texas State at Troy. Texas State got upset by Sam Houston last week. Looking at these numbers, my stats projection has Texas State by 7.5 points. My power rating plus stats has Texas State by 7.3, somewhere around there. So this number is wildly off. Wildly, wildly off. Troy is not very good. I'll go ahead and say that. They're number 71 in PPA margin. The offense isn't that bad, right? Number 41 in PPA per pass. That happens to be what Texas State is best at defending. On the other side, Troy is okay running the ball. They run it 56% of the time, as you can see right here. But they're number 76 in PPA per rush. Texas State cannot stop the run. Number 100 in PPA allowed per rush. Number 106 in rushing success rate. On the other side, Troy's defense is not great. If you look up here, they're number 96 in PPA allowed per drive. Texas State's numbers are really good. The issue is that Texas State has played the number 127 current strength of schedule. The only team that they've really faced that is power rated strongly is Arizona State. And they were right in that game, but they did lose. So, but you look at this Texas State offense, I mean, not great at running the ball. That's okay. Because they can throw it. They're number 46 in passing success rate. And Troy is number 101 in passing success allowed. You look at who can finish drives better, points per scoring opportunity, right there. Texas State, number 81. Troy's defense is number 77. On the other side, Troy, number 46 in points per scoring opportunity. The issue is they don't get there very often. They're number 120 in scoring opportunities per game. A scoring opportunity is when you get inside the opponent's 40-yard line. So, but yeah, Texas State's defense, number 127 at scoring opportunities per game. They give up more than they should, I guess. But they're number 132 in points per scoring opportunity. Troy is number 46. Troy can finish drives. Texas State, not good at defending them. Texas State, not good at finishing drives. And Troy is honestly not good at defending them. So I look at this, and I think the pace of play probably has something to do with this. Troy only runs 57 plays per game on offense on average, which is not high. Texas State runs 73. I think Texas State can hang around. Yeah, I think Troy can hang around in this game. I will take Troy plus 13.5 on that one. Spent too long on that first game. Unbelievable. Not a great pace so far. All right, Jacksonville State heads to Kennesaw State. Kennesaw State, a 16.5 point home dog. Total of 48.5 on this one. And my numbers really like Kennesaw in this spot, even though Kennesaw State is, I've got a power rated number 133, so next to last. Number 129 in PPA margin. Jacksonville State crushed Southern Miss. I think that Jacksonville State's numbers are where they are because they have played the number 65 strength of schedule. Kennesaw State has bad numbers, and they played the number 118 strength of schedule. So these numbers a little bit skewed, a little bit, but Jacksonville State, I've got power rated at number 102. If you give Kennesaw State any kind of home field advantage, let's just give them 2 points for home field. Kennesaw, I've got at minus 0.35 for a power rating, which if you get into the negatives on my power rating, that ain't good. But I got Jacksonville State by 12 there. You give them 2 points. At that point, it's still only a 10-point spread. But then you start diving into the stats, and it's like, yeah, okay. Jacksonville State can throw the ball a little bit, but they don't do it all that often, only 46% of the time. They are pretty explosive in the pass game. Kennesaw State's defense is number 128. You start looking at rushing success, which is what Jacksonville State really wants to do, if we're being totally honest. But yeah, they are. I look at all this, and I believe that Kennesaw State might can hang in this game a little bit. A little bit. 16.5. I wish it was 17. Yeah, give me Kennesaw. Give me Kennesaw State. Houston heads to TCU. TCU is a 15.5 point home favorite on Friday night. Total of 51.5 on this. And my number, at least the stats model, has TCU by 15.85. The power rating plus stats has TCU by 12.19 on this. And I will tell you, it makes sense. Houston's defense is actually pretty good. TCU can't run the ball. They're number 126 in PPA per rush, number 74 in rushing success rate. Well, Houston defends that really well. TCU does throw the ball pretty well. Josh Hoover, of course, the quarterback there, number 11 in PPA per pass. That's predicted points added per pass. Number 34 in passing success rate so far. So you start diving into what it is that Houston does on offense, and, they're terrible. That is a terrible, terrible offensive football team, which is surprising for Willie Fritz. You want to talk about a wide gap. Number 17 in defensive success rate for Houston, and number 128 in offensive success rate. Now on the other side, TCU, number 21 in offensive success rate. They are number 100 in defensive success rate. Who can finish drives? Let's look at that. TCU, number 7 at scoring opportunities per game, but they're number 82 in points per scoring opportunity, almost 4 points per time they get inside the opponent's 40. On the other side, Houston, points per scoring opportunity, they are number 133, 2.27. So not only do they not get there very often because they're number 134 in scoring opportunities per game, but they are number 133 in points per scoring opportunities. So 2.27, less than a field goal do they score per time they get down into the opponent's 40-yard line. I know that my number here says to take Houston. But that offense cannot stop anybody, or cannot score on anybody. I mean, they've been shut out 2 weeks in a row. TCU, I think, will be able to put some points up. I feel strong enough that that I am going to take TCU minus, best number I could get out there was 15.5. Navy and Air Force. Navy currently a 9.5-point favorite. Total of 35.5 on this. That total has gone up just a little bit. And Navy was favored by 8.5 when I created the spreadsheet. And now they're all the way out to 9.5, even 10 at some spots. So looking at the numbers, Air Force is really bad. I mean, just their offense is atrocious. Number 134 in PPA per pass, that is dead last in the country. They are number 90 in PPA per rush, which is the thing that they're supposed to be really good at. Number 110 in rushing success rate, and they run the ball 78.5% of the time. I mean, that is just, I don't even know how to explain that. So the fact that Navy isn't very good at stopping the run almost doesn't matter here. It's kind of crazy. Navy's offense is clicking on all cylinders. Like, this is not one that we're going to have to spend a lot of time on. Navy, number 6 in PPA per rush. Air Force, actually pretty good at stopping the run. However, when Navy decides to throw the ball, they're number 1 in the country in predicted points added per pass. They're number 11 in passing success rate. Now, they only do it 26% of the time, but that's enough to keep the safeties back out of the box. And, yeah, like, it is a Service Academy game. But we have seen blowouts, especially in games that involve Air Force. This Air Force team is broken right now. I think that's the easiest way to put it. They're number 118 in five factors plus talent. Navy is number 34. If you just do raw five factors, not even talking about talent, you've got number 100 Air Force against number 6 Navy. Navy is awesome. They are insanely efficient. They are 3-1 against the spread so far, and they are undefeated. Air Force, on the other hand, 1-3, not good. Give me Navy minus 9.5 on that one. Boston College heads to Virginia. Virginia is currently a 1.5-point favorite. Total of 52.5. Let's look at these numbers, okay? I've got Boston College favored by 6.5 based on just stats alone. Power rating plus stats, I've got Boston College by 2.25. Just on power rating, like BC by about 4 points, but if you're going to toss in some home field for Virginia, give them 2 points for home field, I guess, then you're looking at BC favored by like 2 there. So all of my models have Boston College favored in this game, and yet they are a 1.5-point dog at the books. And the reason for that is because Thomas Castellanos, it looked like, was going to be out for a second straight week. Well, the latest that I'm reading is that he is back at practice. He is not a full participant, but it looks like he's probably going to go on Saturday. If that is the case, this is a no-brainer. Yeah, I mean, it's not even worth looking at numbers because I think that Boston College is significantly better than Virginia. Virginia is not great at stopping the run. They're not great at stopping the pass. I think BC will be able to score points. It will. And I think that BC defense, they stopped the one thing that Virginia is really good at, which is running the ball. They're number 36 in PPA per rush, Virginia's offense is. BC, number 22 in PPA allowed per rush. I think, you know, Boston College's defense, good at stopping drives. They're, you know, points per scoring opportunity, they're number 33, Virginia's offense, number 61. As far as on the other side, BC's offense, number 55 in points per scoring opportunity, Virginia's defense is number 67. I think BC is just the overall better team. So this is pretty simple for me. Give me Boston College plus 1.5. That was the best number I could find right now. All right. Let me tell you quickly. Check out Three Dog Thursday on Thursday. TJ and I will be live at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So 2 p.m. Central. That's God's time zone, of course. And what else have we got? Oh, of course, bettingcfb.com, the BetUS College Football Show. You guys are going to get tired of me saying that, but please like the video for me. That would be the easiest way to do things. And subscribe to the channel. All right, let's get back to it. This will be easy, I think, if I can remember everything. Wake Forest, at NC State. NC State is a 4.5-point favorite, total of 54.5 on this. And C.J. Bailey, I think, is going to be the quarterback again this week. And I liked what they showed against Clemson at the end of the game. They didn't look great against Northern Illinois last week. They did cover the 6.5 there. Wake, there's a lot of people that are high on Wake. And if you look at these numbers, I mean, my stats profile has NC State only favored by one. Power rating plus stats has got NC State by 4.5. I mean, we're looking at a 4.5-point spread right now. No, NC State is not great. I know that, but I trust them way more. And if you look at this defense for Wake, I mean, it is just putrid. I do think that the defense for NC State will be able to improve. I think they got a better stat profile. Or not stat profile. How about this? A better roster. NC State number 40 in talent composite. Wake Forest is number 71. This feels like the kind of game that NC State gets done. I think that's the easiest way to put this. So, remember, NC State has played the number 12 strength of schedule in the country. Wake Forest, number 58. That's a big difference. I'm going to trust NC State here. Give me NC State minus the 4.5 on this one. UCLA heads to Penn State on Saturday morning. Penn State, a 27.5-point favorite right now. 46.5 is the total. Typically, when you see a low total, you know, below 50 or so, with a really high point spread, you tend to lean towards the dog. However, UCLA is really bad. Look at these numbers. I mean, number 131 in offensive success rate, number 124 in defensive success rate. Their PPA margin is number 119, and Penn State, on the other hand, is number 11. Yeah, number 8 in offensive success, number 23 in defensive success. Penn State is a really good football team, and UCLA is not. My predicted score on this has, and this is based on the stat model, right? But it's got Penn State 42.76 to UCLA 5.15. That's how bad UCLA has been this year. Now, they have played the number 17 current strength of schedule, but every time they have gone up against somebody even halfway decent, they have gotten smoked. Penn State has been smoking other teams. So, looking at the, against the spread, both teams are 2-2. But this is a different deal. This is a very different deal. Points per game margin will tell you that. UCLA, on average, is losing games by 16 points. Penn State, on average, is winning games by 24.8 points. So that's a lot of points. There's really not a ton to break down here. Like, my power rating plus stats model has Penn State by 30.5. Just power rating alone has Penn State by 22, and that's before you include home field advantage. I know it's a lot of points. I think Penn State covers. I don't see them letting their foot off the gas here. I think this is an easy walkthrough for Penn State as they gear up, getting ready for USC, for Ohio State, etc. They'll want to go out and actually put some points on the board. All right, we head over to Auburn and Georgia. This one in Athens, of course, Sanford Stadium. Georgia, a 24.5-point home favorite. 24.5 points. 52.5 is the total here. And, yeah, my numbers do not agree with that whatsoever. Now, here's the kicker. Turnover margin. Auburn, number 132. They are averaging negative 2.2 turnovers per game. Georgia is dead even, 0.00. They're number 36 in giveaways per game, only number 90 in takeaways per game. So they're not great at taking the ball away. Auburn's not great at taking the ball away, and man, they're just giving it to everybody. And so, even still, you start diving into these numbers, Georgia, number 25 in PPA margin. Auburn is number 28. So if Auburn had not been turning the football over, I think they'd have a significantly better record than what they've got right now. I mean, this is not a terrible football team. I've got them power rated number 29. I've got Georgia number 4. Georgia has played a more difficult schedule. number two against Auburn's number 77. Now, granted, when you play at Kentucky, who just got a win against Ole Miss, and you play at Alabama, yeah, that's your strength of schedule is going to be way on up there. Success rate, everything else, like Auburn is actually better in those. I found that odd. Neither team running a lot of plays. I don't think we're going to see a ton of plays in this game. I don't think Georgia, like Auburn is still an insanely talented football team. I don't think that they are just going to waltz all over this Auburn team. Remember, this Auburn team played them to within a touchdown last year. Granted, it was in Jordan-Hare Stadium. But I don't think that Georgia just takes the ball away a whole bunch and just runs out of the stadium with this thing. My power rating plus stats has Georgia minus 12. Power rating alone has Georgia by 14. I can't get to 24.5. I mean, that's crazy. So I'll take Auburn plus 24.5. And they might be fired up about losing that game in Tuscaloosa last week, but it might have also taken a whole lot of energy out of them to be able to come back in that second half like that. Yeah, we'll see what that means, but this is still technically a letdown spot for Georgia. I think Auburn hangs around here, so we'll see. All right, Miami of Ohio heads to Toledo. Toledo, a 6.5-point home favorite, total of 43.5 on this one. And my numbers love Toledo here. Now, here's the kicker, and I said this on the BetUS show, so I will explain it again right here, okay? Anytime Jason Candle is the coach, there is a potential for an upset. They are terrible at covering numbers, just really, really bad. They play to the level of competition. Right now, they are 2-2 against the spread, but 3-1 straight up. They lost the game to Western Kentucky a couple weeks ago. But they are coming off of a bye, and you start to look at this stat profile. Granted, they've played the number 124 strength of schedule in the country. Miami has played number 30. Miami has played Northwestern, Cincinnati. Who else do they play? They played, I'm wasting time. Regardless, they've played really good competition. Brett Gabbert is back, which is why everybody liked them to win the MAC this year. He does not look the same. This Miami of Ohio offense, number 124 in PPA per pass. They are number 45 in passing success rate, but I think the ADOT is like tiny. They're at average depth of target, for those that don't know. PPA per rush, number 98. Like Toledo's defense is really good on this. This is, I don't know if Miami can score. They're averaging 12 points per game on offense, and they're giving up 22 points per game on defense. On the other side, Toledo was number 23 in offensive PPA, offensive plays per game. They're number 39 in defensive points per game. Points, not plays. Gracious. We're going to get it together, guys. Look, I don't like to bet Toledo as a favorite, but this thing's less than a touchdown, and I don't think Miami of Ohio can keep up with them scoring-wise. The Miami of Ohio defense is pretty good, but they're not great at stopping the run. I don't trust them this year. I think Chuck Martin lost a lot off last year's team. I will roll with Toledo to cover the 6.5 here, it goes against everything that I know. Betting on Jason Candle is a favorite. Virginia Tech goes to Stanford on Saturday. And Stanford right now, an 8.5-point home dog, total of 49.5. And I know you're looking at this number on the screen and asking yourself, why is Stanford not favored in this game? Or why is it, you know, all the way out past the touchdown? And the reason for that is it looks like Ashton Daniels, the quarterback for Stanford, is not going to play in the game. And it's not like they were great anyway without him. Number 107 in PPA per drive on offense. They were number 96 in offensive success rate. But the deal was that they are pretty explosive running the ball. That's like their weapon. And Daniels contributed to that. I don't think the backup can do the same thing, especially against this Virginia Tech team. Kyren Drones is, like, he's a different level player. And Stanford, you know, who has been pretty good, you know, on defense against the run, number 34 PPA allowed per rush, but they are number 87 in rushing success rate allowed. But you start to look at these offensive line yards, they're number 7. Stuff rate, they're number 2. I mean, they are really putting up some crazy numbers here. The issue is that they're not great at stopping scoring opportunities. They're not great at scoring on offense. They're number 63 in points per scoring opportunity, but number 69 at actually getting scoring opportunities. And Virginia Tech's defense is good at stopping those. So, yeah, it's a big number and whatnot, but without Daniels, I don't feel good about Stanford at all. So I'm going against the number here, or against my number here, and I'm going to take Virginia Tech minus the 7.5. Tickets to everything are expensive these days, and I know you're like me. You want to catch a big game or a concert, maybe even tickets to a show. Why not save some money every time you buy tickets? Visit TicketSmarter.com or use the TicketSmarter mobile app and use the promo code WCE10, that's WCE10, to save $10 on any order of $100 or more, or use WCE20, that's WCE20, to save $20 on an order of $300 or more. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus or anything. Seriously, every time you buy tickets, you can save money on already great deals. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
All right, let's kick it on over to the Big 12, and West Virginia heads to Oklahoma State, and the Cowboys are a 3.5-point home favorite, total of 65.5 on this. That seems like a lot of points for two teams that are not great at scoring, but maybe it's the fact that their defenses are just not very good at all. My stats model has Oklahoma State favored by 7.26 points here, and the power rating plus stats has Oklahoma State favored by 7.38 points in that. Power rating wise, Oklahoma State have got favored by 4 on a neutral. Utah's in home field advantage. You know, you're looking at another 3.5 or so. So you're looking at 7.5 points. And yet this thing is down to 3.5, which does not make a ton of sense to me. I haven't seen any injuries or anything like that. Alan Bowman has not been great. Number 78 in passing success rate. He's number 106 in passing explosiveness, but they are number 34 in predicted points added per pass, and they are throwing the ball over 62% of the time. Ollie Gordon has not been great. I'll say that. They can't run the ball. They're number 115 PPA per rush, number 124 in rushing success rate. On the other side, West Virginia, they can run the ball, and they will be able to run the ball on Oklahoma State here. Number 32 PPA per rush to number 98 for Oklahoma State. But whenever they try and throw the ball, I think it's going to be pretty much a wash. This is a home game. Gundy needs a win. I mean, my number says that Oklahoma State is better. They're more efficient. I mean, five factors plus talent. You got Oklahoma State number 56. You got West Virginia number 69. And you got home field advantage here. Yeah, I will trust Gundy over Neil Brown in this spot. The home team, typically pretty good in these Big 12 games. Give me Oklahoma State at 3.5 on that. If that thing hits 3, that might be a best bet on betting CFB, but we'll see. The SEC continues on. Alabama, a week after beating Georgia, they head to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt, and they are 23.5-point road favorites, total of 55.5. My numbers really like Alabama in this spot, at least the stats model does. It's got Alabama favored by 28.85, and power rating plus stats, it's got Alabama favored by 23, which is just about right on the number. You look at the power rating overall before you get into anything else. I've got Bama by 22.5, and that's before you get into home field advantage, which I don't think that there is any for Vanderbilt right now. Look, we've seen this before. Vanderbilt, when they go up against really, really talented teams, they don't tend to fare well, right? They are improved over last season. They are not quite to the level that Alabama is. You're looking at the number one 247 talent composite team in the country against the number 50. And that chasm is as wide as the Grand Canyon. So there's not a lot of stats to break down as far as, you know, can Alabama go over 23 points? Like, yes, 100%. I think both teams will score here. The problem for Vanderbilt is that Alabama's weakness has been against, their weakness has been against the pass. I mean, you saw it against Georgia, right? When Georgia needed to score, they went to the air. They've got young guys in that secondary. When it comes to running the ball, like, yeah, Bama, they've not been. How about this? Let's look at this. Alabama's defense, number 21 in PPA per pass. But they're able to actually defend the rush okay. Number 48, number 49 in rushing success rate. I don't think that we're going to see anything too crazy out of Vanderbilt. If they try and throw deep, anything like that, there's just not a lot. There's number 75 in passing explosiveness, while Alabama's defense is number 11 at preventing it. This is more simple for me. I think Bama scores a lot. I don't think Vanderbilt can keep up. I don't think 23.5 is enough. And as a matter of fact, at DK, you got a 22.5 right now for Bama. I will take that one gladly. Give me that extra point. Give me Alabama minus 22.5. Old Dominion heads to Conway, South Carolina. That's right, Myrtle Beach. And they are going to take on the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. What an awesome mascot that is. What an awesome mascot. Anyway, Coastal, a 5.5-point home favorite, total of 54.5 on this one. And let's dive into some of these numbers. My stats model has Coastal favored by 8.75 with a total of 52 on this. The total here is 55.5. Well, 54.5, excuse me. And so that number's come down a little bit. It's actually moving the same direction as my stats model. Power rating plus stats, I've got Coastal favored by 8.95. So 9 points there. And as far as the power rating, I've got Coastal number 83, Old Dominion number 100. And the reason for that, Old Dominion got a win at Bowling Green last week. Fantastic win. Their defense won them the ballgame. They are number 44 in defensive success rate allowed. But at the same time, they still gave up 27 points to Bowling Green. That Old Dominion offense is not good. Number 126 in offensive success rate. Let's just look at some of these numbers. Number 116 in PPA per pass. Number 69 in PPA per rush. So they're actually a little bit better running the ball, which would fare well against Coastal, because Coastal is not great at defending it, but they are number 77 in PPA per rush allowed, number 96 in rushing success rate allowed. So if Old Dominion is going to stay in this game, it will be by running the ball. The issue is that they're just not great at running it, and they're not good at anything on offense. Coastal, even with that Old Dominion defense, I think that Coastal is going to be able to put up some points here. They don't throw it a lot. When they do, they are fairly successful with it. They don't allow a lot of havoc. As you can see, number 4 in havoc rate allowed. They are good on standard downs. number 66 in standard downs PPA, number 59 in standard down success. You know, Old Dominion might be able to keep them behind the chains a little bit. When you move over to passing downs, though, Old Dominion, not great at stopping that. Number 84 in passing downs PPA. Coastal is number 57. I think it's just not enough points here, especially at home. Old Dominion coming off of a big win last week. I think Coastal has too much offense for them. I'll lay the points with Coastal minus... what's the best I could find? Coastal minus 5 was the best number I could get on that. South Alabama is making the trek from Mobile over to Jonesboro, Arkansas, to take on the Arkansas State Red Wolves. And Arkansas State, currently a 3.5-point home dog with a total of 61.5. So they are expecting some points here, and I could totally understand it. This is a battle of two Nick Saban assistants. I don't know if you remember this, but Major Applewhite was his first offensive coordinator, and Butch Jones, who was the head coach at Arkansas State, he was, I guess, an intern. I think that's what they said he was. He just kind of did whatever they needed him to, and it worked out okay. So this is interesting because South Alabama is only favored by 3.5 here. It was less than a field goal, I think, when I took it. But, yeah, I've got them favored by 15.78 on my stats model, 36 to 20, basically. And my power rating plus stats has got them by 11.25. So let's dive into this and see exactly what we're missing. Arkansas State's numbers. Now, granted, some of this has had to do with the fact that Arkansas State didn't play all their players against Iowa State, so you'd almost have to you'd got to take some of that out. And the reason that I did take some of that out is because once it got to a certain number, like all these numbers, if mine look different, it's because I've excluded garbage time in my numbers. So I don't have just raw stats. They're raw as far as the opponent, but they are not raw as far as everything that happened in that game. Once you get to a certain point, there's no sense in keeping stats anymore. It's just ridiculous. That was a 52-7 game. It's stupid. So, but Arkansas State's offense has just not been great, right? They're 2-2. They're 1-3 against the spread, but they're not good on offense or defense. And you look at the green against the red on that. I mean, that is just, look, right here, South Alabama is number 4 in the country in points per scoring opportunity. Arkansas State's defense is number 133. Scoring opportunities per game, that means how many times do you get into the opponent 40-yard line or inside the opponent's 40-yard line? South Alabama's number 18, Arkansas State number 109. Like, this is just not enough points. Like, this is a very, very simple breakdown for me. This thing should be at least a touchdown. I like the quarterback that they've got at Arkansas State. I don't know what they're doing with him right now. So give me South Alabama minus. Best number I could get was 3.5. We're going to take that. And look at us with 3 straight Sunbelt games, right? Good gracious. All right, James Madison heads to ULM. And, you know, Louisiana Monroe, a 16.5-point home dog here, total of 48.5. And with the way that Louisiana Monroe has been playing this year, typically, this would have been an automatic bet, but because it's James Madison, I gotta play with it a little bit. I gotta see exactly what it is that we're looking for. And I'm looking at the schedule right quick to see what I'm missing. There we go. All right, so James Madison blew out North Carolina and then came back last week and beat Ball State like a drum. And now they've got Louisiana Monroe before they play Coastal on Thursday night. ULM, Louisiana Monroe, has got... I'm taking too long on this. I know I am. All right, Louisiana Monroe played at Troy last week and won the game. They played at Texas the week before. Now they get James Madison before playing Southern Miss before a bye week. Okay, so I don't think schedule spot necessarily makes a big difference here. James Madison is really good. Like way better than I think people anticipated that they would be, especially with Bob Chesney coming over as their new head coach. The Barnett kid, the quarterback, is chef's kiss. I mean, so good. Brian Vincent has done a really good job with this roster with ULM, but I don't see it here. I think James Madison is on a mission right now. I think they're on a war path. Their offense is really good, but the defense is so good. I don't know how ULM scores. Number 123 PPA per pass. Well, James Madison is number 12 in pass or PPA per pass allowed. PPA per rush, Louisiana Monroe, 104. Yeah, James Madison, number 52. As far as success rate goes, number 12 on defense, number 46 on offense, I don't think Louisiana Monroe is going to be able to score in this game. So my projection has the total going over. I might would look at a Louisiana Monroe team total under here, but you know, obviously we'll see. Louisiana Monroe number 114 in offensive points per game. They're averaging scoring 19.5 points per game, but this is I think this is the best defense that they will have faced thus far. So let's go with James Madison minus 16.5 as the favorite there. I think they are on a mission right now. All right. Don't forget, like the video. Of course, subscribe to the channel. You guys know what to do. And check out Betting CFB along with the BetUS College Football Show, $3 Thursday. You can get all my content at GaryWCE or just go to winningcureseverything.com. Easiest way to do it. But subscribe to the channel. That'll be the easiest thing to do. All right. Carrying on. Clemson at Florida State. Florida State, a 14.5-point home dog, total of 47.5. Brock Glenn is going to be the starting quarterback. Looks like DJU is out for a little while, so Clemson does not get to face him this time when they go into Doak. Look, Power Rating Plus Stats has got Clemson by 16. Just Power Rating overall, I've got Clemson by 11. I still don't think that I have moved Florida State down enough as far as their power rating, especially with an inexperienced quarterback playing in this game. There's not a single number that you can look at, defense, offense, anything, that would lead you to believe that Florida State can win this game. The talent composite, maybe Clemson is number 5, Florida State's number 13, so maybe just based on talent they can hang around in this spot. But this is – Florida State's having to throw the ball 58% of the time, which is not what you want to do with DJU at quarterback, and it's certainly not what you want to do with Brock Glenn. They can't run the ball at all. They're number 114 in PPA per rush. They're number 103 in rushing success rate. Offensive line yards, number 115. They're number 108 in stuff rate allowed. Clemson's going to eat these guys for breakfast and dinner and lunch and for a late-night snack and everything else. Like, this is – I think Clemson wants to make an example out of this. Because if you think about it, this is what the narrative has been, right? Dabo Sweeney doesn't like using the transfer portal, wants to stick with his guys, da-da-da-da. Mike Norvell was the poster child of, yeah, if you just, you know – pick and choose here and there, and you hit on the right ones, and you can go undefeated in the ACC too. And, oh, you got left out. You got screwed by the playoff committee. Da-da-da-da-da. I think Dabo wants to prove a point. I think he will come out. He will not lay off here. I'm going to trust this this stats model. I think Clemson destroys them on Saturday night. I am very convinced of this. Give me Clemson minus 14.5 in this one. USC keeps their Big Ten season going by heading over to Minnesota. They'll be playing in Minneapolis on Saturday night. USC currently is an 8.5-point road favorite, total of 50.5 on this. And you start looking at some of these numbers. The Minnesota numbers are better than I think that they really are. They really put a fight up against against Michigan last week. This number opened at 9.5. We've had some Minnesota love in the market. I'm going to side with that. And the reason for that is because I think Minnesota's defense will be able to slow down USC a little bit. USC, we're getting to a point in the season where they have now played at Michigan. They played Wisconsin last week, didn't look good in that first half. They play at Minnesota this week, and then they've got Penn State next week that's coming into town. You're beat up a little bit. You got a huge game next week. You just want to get out of Dodge with a win. Minnesota, on the other hand, what is Minnesota doing? Minnesota. They've got USC, then they play at UCLA next week, and then they've got a bye week. So, yeah, you put up a fight against Michigan. You got a little bit of belief going here. I think Minnesota can hang around in this game because they're number 24 in defensive success rate allowed. They're number 51 in offensive success rate. They can't really pass the ball, but I think they can run it a little bit on USC. The USC's numbers are pretty good, number 27 in PPA allowed per rush, number 24 in rushing success rate. But, you know, offensive line yards, et cetera, like the USC numbers do look good. I'm looking at them backwards. Hold on. There. Minnesota's offense, number 50 in PPA per rush, number 87 in rushing success rate, PPA allowed per rush. Basically, you got some green and you got some red. And I think that Minnesota has a little bit of an advantage here. On the other side, I like what Minnesota's doing against the pass. Their secondary is pretty good. USC passes the ball 60% of the time, and I think Minnesota can make them uncomfortable. We'll say that. I think they can make them uncomfortable. So, my stats model has USC by 8.37. My power rating plus stats has has USC by 5.28. I think this feels like a touchdown game. A home field advantage, Saturday night. Yeah, I think this is a spot that Minnesota can kind of hang around. I will trust them to keep it within the 8.5. Give me the Gophers. Let's talk some late-night Big 12 here as Kansas heads to Arizona State. Arizona State, a 3.5-point home favorite, total of 49.5 on this. Oh, okay. So I've got Arizona State favored by 2.15 based on the stats model. Power rating plus stats, I've got Arizona State by 2.7. Just looking at power rating overall, I would have Kansas favored by 2.2 points, somewhere around there. That's before you toss in home field advantage. So you would think, based on the numbers, because all of them are under 3, that I would take Kansas here. The issue is, I cannot trust Kansas for nothing. Kansas, number 125 in giveaways per game. Arizona State is fantastic. They hold on to the football. They don't give it away. They're number 36 in takeaways per game. They're averaging almost 2 takeaways a game. Kansas is not good at getting the ball back. So this Kansas offense, pretty good at running the ball. That happens to be what Arizona State is really good at, right? And so I don't feel comfortable with it. Arizona State's offense, they are really good at running the ball. They run it almost 60% of the time. Number 23 PPA per rush. Kansas's defense, number 59 against that. Arizona State, number 16 in rushing success rate. Kansas, number 50 in rushing success allowed. The problem here is Arizona State, number 110 in points per scoring opportunity. They can't finish drives. And on the other side, Kansas is number 12 in points per scoring opportunity. The issue is that they don't get down there very often, which is why their field position is terrible. They're giving the ball away at terrible spots of the field. But when they do get down there, Arizona State is number 128 in points per scoring opportunity. They've given up almost 5 points every single time a team gets inside the 40-yard line on them. I'm going back and forth on this. I think 3.5 is just a touch too much. I will take Kansas. I'll take Kansas plus 3.5. They've not been great. I trust Lance Leipold. They are 1-4 right now, straight up. I think they need a win in the worst way. I don't know if they get the win, but this feels like a field goal game either direction. So I will trust Kansas in this spot plus 3.5. A little ACC late night action. This one's 8 p.m. maybe 9 p.m. Eastern time in Atlanta. Georgia Tech at home favored by 9.5 over Duke. And this thing has moved. It opened at 7 or 7.5. It's all the way up to 9.5 now. Total of 54.5 on the game. I've got Duke favored in the game. My power rating plus stats has Georgia Tech by 1.2. My stats rating has Duke favored by 2.85. Duke didn't look good in the first half last week. As a matter of fact, if you look at their first half point margin, both of these teams not great. Number 50 for Duke, number 67 for Georgia Tech, both do better in the second half. So that's going to be interesting to watch here. The Blue Devils are undefeated. Like, just 5-0. They just keep finding ways to do it. The Duke defense is where it's at. Number 10 in defensive success allowed. This is going to be a fun matchup to watch, because you've got Georgia Tech's offense that's number 13 in offensive success rate against Duke's defense, which is number 10. You got Duke's offense, which is number 97 in offensive success rate, going against Georgia Tech's defense, which is number 99. Who does best here? Georgia Tech does not run a lot of plays. Duke actually runs pretty fast. They're number 39 in offensive plays per game. Georgia Tech is the more talented team, but Georgia Tech is terrible as a favorite. They're just not good in that role. You start looking at these about points per scoring opportunity, etc. Yeah, I'm going to trust Duke's defense here to be able to slow down Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech might still win, but I think Duke certainly hangs around here. I'll take the Blue Devils plus the 9.5. If this thing hits 10, this is an official play. It's going on bettingcfb.com. You want to be a member? $5 a month. But yeah, it is. I don't understand the line movement. I've been looking for injuries. I can't find one. If Malik Murphy's out, then yeah, I get it. But otherwise, I'll take Duke plus 9.5. And we'll close out the 20th game, our last game, with a Big 12 showdown with Texas Tech Texas Tech going to Arizona. It's been a long day, guys. All right, so Arizona favored by 6.5 here, total of 64.5. And my stats model has Arizona by 1.3. My power rating plus stats has Arizona by 3.12. Power rating overall has Arizona by less than a point on a neutral. But, of course, at home, you know, toss in 2.5, 3 points, somewhere around there. And at that point, you still don't get to 6.5. So I'm not certain that I understand why. I mean, I know that Arizona beat Utah last week, but that Utah offense was dreadful with Wilson at quarterback. And they didn't put up a ton of points. I mean, it's not like they've been scoring like crazy. They're number 75 in offensive points per game, 28.3. And Texas Tech, their defense can't stop anybody, but they can put up points with the best of them. So you start looking at strength of schedule. Arizona's played number 62, Texas Tech number 84. And this is just too many points. Like, I think that Arizona's going to be able to throw the ball on these guys, but you come down here and look, Texas Tech's going to be able to throw the ball on them. Like, I'm not saying that Arizona's defense is terrible, but I think Texas Tech's offense is way better. You start looking at average field position, scoring opportunities per game, points per scoring opportunity, etc. That all skews Texas Tech's way. Five factors plus talent, Texas Tech number 44, Arizona number 53. Texas Tech is the slightly more efficient team overall. Yeah, give me Texas Tech plus 6.5 on this. I feel pretty good about them even leaving Lubbock. I think they are getting healthy, and they are looking a lot better right now. All right, so let's wrap this thing up. Let's do a recap right quick, and I'll tell you what we got. Troy plus 13.5 on Thursday night. Friday night, you got Kennesaw plus 16.5 and TCU minus 15.5. Then we move to Saturday. Navy minus 9.5, Boston College plus 1.5, NC State minus 4.5, Penn State minus 27.5, Auburn plus 24.5 against Georgia, Toledo minus 6.5 against Miami of Ohio, Virginia Tech minus 7.5 at Stanford, Oklahoma State at home minus 3.5, Alabama minus 22.5 at Vanderbilt, Coastal Carolina minus 5, South Alabama minus 3.5, James Madison in Monroe minus 16.5, Clemson minus 14.5, Minnesota plus 8.5, Kansas plus 3.5, Duke plus 9.5, Texas Tech plus 6.5. That's going to wrap things up for today. Don't forget, of course, make sure and check out Ticket Smarter. Use the promo code WCE10 or WCE20. It's going to save you either $10 or $20, and you can do it every single time you go to TicketSmarter.com. Along with that, make sure and watch Three Dog Thursday on Thursday, myself and TJ Reeves, right here on the Winning Cures Everything channel. So make sure you are subscribed. Also, speaking of subscribing, subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to, the Winning Cures Everything podcast. Subscribe to the BetUS College Football Show. every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time, we'll be right there. And then, of course, we clip all of our game breakdowns for you so you can dive into each one specifically if you'd like to do that. I believe that's going to be it. We're going to talk more about Ghost Sleeves later. If you want to check it out, ghostsleeves.com/WCE. You can check out the kinesiology sleeves that they've got, and I'll have a script and actually be able to tell you more about it, but I'm getting a package, so I'll let you know. I'll let you know as we go. All right, that should do it. Don't forget bettingcfb.com if you want to be a member. Most certainly. $5 a month, $50 for the year. A lot of bonus content over there. With that said, let's wrap this thing up. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.